There's a painting of a lady behind you.
Yes. <laughs> And
it's a beautiful painting, and I'm wondering if you'll maybe discuss it just a little bit.
Well, it's a very good painting of a very famous person. This is a portrait of Amelia Marcus, who was, that's her artist name. She was married twice, and she was the greatest theater star in the Austro-Hungarian monarchy and had a very super dramatic, superstar, spectacular life with the appropriate number of quote-unquote scandals in it. And she lived a very elegant and opulent life and had many beautiful gifts even from the emperor, and had a lavish, opulent lifestyle, and she was a great dramatic actress. So she is Amelia Marcus, and her first husband was the Count Pulski. The second one was one of the richest bankers in the empire, and that finally, I think, may have been barely necessary means for her elegant lifestyle to own a bank or two. And this is a portrait of hers. The sadness to me is that she is painted in her very elegant red salon, the red living room, and all of that disappeared in time because the painter used oil paint that was, I think, chemically mixed with things that with oxidation with air eventually become black and invisible. Lucky that the portrait is not fading. I am glad that the painter used different paint. I don't know what's happening, but the background of the canvas, the famous red salon, is disappearing.
But it's a gorgeous painting.
It's a gorgeous painting of a superstar.
How did you come across it? When you have
I don't come across anything. I have things.
So how do you have this painting?
I have things by inheritance and by informed selection.
Informed selection. Well, which was this? Informed selection?
This was informed selection. It became available because if you know the right people, the right things might become available. But I knew her daughters, and anyway, I didn't know her because I am much younger. thank you very much. However, I knew her daughters and granddaughters, and I knew her history. Her family was very famous, and of course everybody who lived in Austria or Hungary attended her performances. She was what was Sarah Bernhardt to France and Eleonore Duse for Italy. Those were the superstars of Italy and France, and she was the Austrian. So that's the picture.